Last Sunday, I shared a message with you about Christmas peace. This morning, Christmas, great joy. And I'll be using the same text as last Sunday, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. If you'd like to follow along with me, beginning with verse 8, talking about Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. In the region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." There it is, great joy, "which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." As you know, we share a lot of the prayer needs and letters that kids write over the years at the Good News Club. And I like reading cards or letters or notes that children write, because they do it from the heart, right? And I read one a while ago from Ethan there. Just bless my heart. A Christmas card to Brenda and myself. And I came across a collection of letters which children wrote to Santa, okay? And this one says, "Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything good last year. You didn't bring me anything good the year before that. This is your last chance." Signed, Alfred. I don't know if that's the same Alfred I used to know or not when I was growing up. I did know Alfred, and Alfred McGee was his last name. Now, this is one of my favorites here. It says, "Dear Santa, there are three little boys who live at our house. There is Jeffrey, he is 2. There is David, he is 4. And there is Norman, and he is 7. Jeffrey is good some of the time. David is even good some of the time. But Norman is good all the time. I am Norman." I like these. I like to read these and so forth. And it puts us in the Christmas spirit, especially with kids and so forth. So we're looking at Christmas joy and the peace that everything that Christ brings during this season, and actually all the way through the year, we should focus on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I would like to suggest to you, as we celebrate this beautiful season of the year, that this Christmas season can be a time of great joy, as Luke chapter 2 pointed out. No matter how busy you are or how stressed you are you busy? Many of you are busy. Are you stressed? Yeah, we're stressed too, aren't we? But that shouldn't be a focal point in our celebrating the birth of Christ. See, according to scriptures, joy is love, and that's what Christ brings into our lives. And it's not merely an emotion. It's not. But it's a decision that I believe that you can be as joyful as you want to be, or you can be as gloom as you want to be. But it's best to be joyful and have peace. So it's all about where you choose to put your focus. And if we choose to focus on joy, and the peace and things that Christ brings positively into our lives, we will experience it. So if you really want to have joy this Christmas season, I want to suggest three things to you. And the first one is, it should always be, not only at Christmas, but throughout the whole year, is our focus on Jesus. Now, if you notice, there'll be an acronym, J-O-Y, and the first one would be Jesus. So, one Christmas TV special I recall where Charlie Brown asked anyone, he says, does anyone know what Christmas is all about? And Linus recites the story of Christ, and he takes it from Luke chapter 2, which was really good. So, have we forgotten that Christmas is not primarily about us? It's not about always about family. It's not about friends. It's not about church or presents, but about Jesus. So that should be our focal point, the focus on Jesus. So one Christmas afternoon, a visitor asked a five-year-old little girl, her name was Ruth, did you get everything that you wanted for Christmas? That was the question to her. She says, no, I didn't. But it wasn't my birthday. And that's a good answer. I like those answers from kids. They tell it from the heart. So isn't it easy to get wrapped up in the celebration that we can forget what the real purpose, what our celebration should be all about? The world does it. And it's become politically incorrect to say Merry Christmas. Media wants to say Happy Holidays or Merry Xmas. Just this past week, I went into a store and made a purchase, and the lady across the counter from me, as I was walking away, she says, Happy Holidays. And I turned and said, well, Merry Christmas to you. So I don't know if she knew what that meant, but she just said, Happy Holidays. So, and then there is a Jewish day of Hanukkah, or the African celebration of Kwanzaa, to compete for the place that belongs really to the Son of God. But even without buying into the world's way, and sometimes we're tempted to do that, you can forget what Christmas is all about by forgetting about Jesus. So, if you and I are Christians, if we're Christians, focusing on Jesus means that you not only remember Savior, our Christ, in the manger, but remembering the Savior in your heart. You know, many, many years ago, if you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, He dwells there. He indwells our life. So He's in your heart. So remember that this baby grew up and went to the cross to pay for your sins, that He rose again to give you a new life, that He lives in your heart to everyone who believes, and He brings that joy that we all hope and look for in our lives. So, not only was Jesus born in Bethlehem, as the Scripture tells us, but by faith and by His Spirit, He lives in Christians. And that should be what fills us with the joy that only He can bring. So, we focus on Jesus. Who else do we focus on, as the Scripture says? We focus on others. Jesus first, then others. See, focusing on Jesus should always help us develop the attitude that He told that would bring joy, which is found in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, which says, in everything I showed you that by working hard on this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord. And this is Luke writing, and he says of the Lord Jesus that He Himself said, you remember that, what He said? it is more blessed to give than to receive. See, Paul quotes Jesus here to point out, actually Luke points out, the joy of generosity. And we have a lot of generosity this season, don't we? It should be to others. It should be mainly to Christ, the giving of ourselves. So Christmas is a time we celebrate the most wonderful gift of all, and that's the gift that God has given us, Jesus. His focus in giving Christ to the world was his love for others, his love for you and I. And see, the Jews only thought that Christ was born or the Messiah was coming only to deliver them or provide peace or salvation to them. But the Bible, throughout the Gospels or throughout the New Testament, even back in the Old Testament, in Isaiah and all of those prophetic books, proclaim that he came to save and provide salvation for all the world. So here's an example that we too should be willing to follow in our lives, our focus on others. So joy does not just come from getting all that we can get from others, but in giving all we can give to others. It is this focus, others, that will bring joy, not only to you, but to others. See, if you want to know joy at Christmas, then discover the joy of giving. As Luke says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. See, Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do it to me. And that should be our focus. It should be thinking of Jesus first of all and focusing on others. And sometimes we don't always do that very well. But if you give to them of your time and your treasures, that's the blessing. There are plenty of lonely, needy people, and the Holy Spirit will show you or show you to them if we are looking to find them. See, the Bible said that you will find joy, and there will be joy there by focusing on others instead of ourselves. But that brings to the next point is focus on yourself. So first of all, we focus on Jesus Christ, and we focus on others, and we also focus on yourself or ourselves. Yet there is a sense in which we are to focus on yourself. Your own attitude. Now think about attitude. When you get up in the morning, it's all about what? Attitude. How are you going to look at this day? What you're going to be focusing on? Is it when you get up focusing on me? Or is it focusing on others and then Jesus? No, it's right the opposite. Focus on Jesus, others, and ourselves or yourself. So attitude determines whether or not you will experience joy this year. It's a choice. It's a decision that you and I must make. You know, you can let worry, stress, disappointment, and even, I'll go to as far as saying, as unforgiveness hinder that process. It'll rob you of that joy of Jesus. See, everyone struggles sometimes, but please understand, I want you to understand that this morning. And I had to deal with that on my own self as well. Attitude is not automatic. It just didn't. When you get up in the morning, yes, I got it. No, it's a choice. It's something that's not automatic. You choose to allow the attitudes to rule over you. You can have a bad attitude. You can, and that brings on the stress. That brings on the worries. That brings on the anxiety in our life if we have that attitude instead of the attitude of positive thinking. Now, how do we do this? Well, the Bible commands us not to allow these to rule over our lives. And God will not command us to do what we cannot do on our own, but he will give us the strength to do it. Now, talking about worry and stress, there are scriptures in the Bible that helps us to overcome these areas in our life. And if you want to be joyful this Christmas season, think positive and determine that, you know, you're going to do it regardless of the world and the situations, your circumstance. Philippians chapter 4 says, be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, or don't worry for nothing, is what this scripture means. But in everything by prayer. So anytime you feel fearful, stressed, worried, pray. God loves to hear us. He don't want us complaining. He don't want to hear that. He wants to pray. Pray with the right attitude. And it says, pray and supplication and thanksgiving. Let your requests be known unto the Lord. And then, if you're discouraged, there's a scripture for that as well. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Now our Lord Jesus himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Now I like this verse 17. Comfort your hearts and establish in every good work indeed. So whatever we know is right and whatever we know is good, put it to work. Put it to right, have the right thinking, right attitude. Okay, focus on Jesus first of all. Focus on others. Get ourselves out of the way. And then we can focus on that. So, who we focus on this morning? When you came in this morning, who was you really focused on? Jesus. We knew he was coming to church this morning. And we knew he was coming to worship. We were meeting people. We were thinking about Christmas Eve, right? Thinking about Christmas day tomorrow. Latest, were you thinking about cooking? those are the things that enter our mind. We're thinking about getting together, the presents, and all the good times and family times. But when we got up this morning, what were we really focused on? To have joy, true joy, to get everything in order, get our priorities where they need to be, where the Lord wants us to be, where he really wants to bless us, so we won't worry and be stressed out and so forth. Christmas can be a time of joy and peace. I mean, read chapter 2 of Luke, and it expresses what Jesus brought into our lives. See, the fact is, you can be full of faith and full of doubt, full of spirit's joy, or full of the world's woe. Woe is me. So, therefore, we got to consider our thoughts and listen to your words. Watch your actions and ask yourself, do I have the joy of the Lord, or am I wallowing in the mud hole of my own little world? And oftentimes that brings tears to our eyes. I like what Vance Havner had to say about Christmas. One of our great fathers of the Bible, theologian, evangelist, and so forth, Vance Havner said, Christmas is based on the exchange of gifts. The gifts of God to man, his unspeakable gift to his son, and the gift of man to God when we present our bodies a living sacrifice. That's joy. Unspeakable joy. See, you are the only person that can decide to be joyful now and from here on, right? We are. See, God has a gift for you this Christmas. It is the joy that you unwrap by focusing on Jesus, focusing on others, and focusing on then on yourself. Charles Spurgeon, one of the great forefathers, once said, "If you want to know what God has to say to you, see what Christ was and is." And guess what? You know, don't wait till December the 25th to unwrap the gift. Open it now. Open it and enjoy it now. The Christmas joy that Christ only can bring in our lives. Let us bow our heads and may we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the peace and the joy that your scriptures tell us about. Lord, we can enjoy the fullness of your glory. And then you get all the benefits and that you rightly deserve, all the glory. And we get the blessings when we do exactly as your word proclaims and commands us to do. It's not to bring hardship, but it's to bring the joy and the peace that we all desire in our life and not get caught up in the whams and the business and the stress of the world. We thank you for everyone here today, Lord. We thank you that we've experienced your presence in a mighty, mighty way through singing, through greeting one another, and by your total presence in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your love that's demonstrated through each one of us who share our thoughts, who reaches out to another person with a good handshake, or that Merry Christmas, or how you doing? It's good to see you. Lord, we thank you for your presence here this morning. And if anyone here that doesn't know you personally as our Lord and Savior, they can. The unspeakable, indescribable gift that you offer is Jesus Christ. And I pray if there's anyone here today that doesn't have that special gift of Jesus Christ in their life, full of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I just pray your tender spirit will speak to each one of our hearts and help us make that change or that renewal that we need and that first step of salvation to accept Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up the supplications, this request to you in the name of Jesus for your blessing. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to sing hymn number 300.